Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special. And each week I put in something odd or different, often a recording I've made, and I call those things Wombats. And I've got a Wombat lined up for tonight. But before we get into Wombats, let me tell you also, we're coming to you from Emory and Henry University, WEHC, and also from WISE in Wise, Virginia. Now we're going to move on. We're going to be playing Johnny Cash. You all know the Carter family and Carter Fold, and Johnny Cash married into that. And he came to Carter Fold a few times. I had a friend who saw him there. I Still Miss Someone, kind of a classic story by Johnny Cash.
I still miss someone.
At my door the leaves are falling, the cold wild wind will come, sweethearts walk by together. And I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we'd begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we had begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss.
That was I Still Miss Someone, sung by Johnny Cash. I want to tell you a little something about the next tune. It's called Wondrous Love, and it's a very well-known choral piece. And this is by Maura Smiley and Voco, and they do a great job with it. I am going to leave in Maura Smiley's introduction to this piece, but I want to add mine. In it, she says that they started off with a sacred harp piece of music. And I was a sacred harp, that's H-E-R-P, sacred harp singer for years. So the piece they're doing is Wondrous Love. And I remember that's one of the best pieces in sacred harp. And I did it many times. And this is the traditional harmony that they're using. So this is Maura Smiley and Voco with their arrangement of Sacred Harp, Wondrous Love.
Thank you.
That was Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley. Next up is a gospel piece. It's called Soon I Will Be Done. And I remember the weekend that someone brought this song. My friend Saul Weber brought it and got some people together to sing it and didn't get me. And I just love this song, Soon I Will Be Done. I think it's four-part gospel. And this is by a foreign group. They're called Sound Gospel Train, but they do it well. Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world.
Yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Yes, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Was Soon I Will Be Done by the Sound Gospel Train. Next up is Almost a Wombat. This is Guy Clark, and the name of the song is Texas 1947. And the song, the protagonist in the song is a six-year-old boy, and the families where he lives take him and all the other kids out to see something. You're going to find out what they got to see. This was in Texas in 1947, and I looked up Guy Clark just now. He was born in 1941, so he was six in 1947. And I saw Guy Clark perform at the Paramount Theater, oh, must be 20 years ago now. Anyway, so this is Texas 1947 by Guy Clark.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was a rolling down the line. cause things got real quiet. Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Lord, she never even stopped. But she left 50, 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes.
You just heard Texas 1947 by Guy Clark. I've mentioned on the show occasionally I am mainly a singer, but I do play some instruments, and the two instruments I play are banjo and fiddle. And we won't get into how well I play them, but I love them both dearly. And the fiddle, I think it's the only thing close to the human voice. Well, the harmonica's not too far behind, but I think the fiddle's got it. And the thing that this particular song, it's a fiddle song called Old Joe Clark, it does not catch all the beauty and the harmony of the fiddle, which is a shame, but what can. But it does catch something to do with the raw power of the fiddle. In much the same way a banjo has that raw power, the fiddle has so much else it can do that you don't always hear it, but here you hear it. This is Old Joe Clark, and this is at the heart of my appreciation and love for the fiddle. Old Joe Clark, played by the Wild Mountain Fiddlers.
Thank you.
just been in touch with one of the passions of my life. Old Joe Clark played on the fiddle. The next song is Black Jack Davy by Riley Blaugus. And Riley does a real nice job on this for me. This feels authentic to me. This is the old-timey sound. There's a sparse banjo plucking going on. And this is three-finger style. I don't think this is frailing. And Riley Blaugus is telling the story. It's a classic story. It goes way back in folk music. This particular version has its own way things end. Black Jack Davy, sung by Riley Blaugus.
Black Jack Davy come riding by, whistling so merrily, made the woods all around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady. He charmed the heart of a lady. Come with me, my pretty little one, come with me, my honey, and I'll swear by the beard upon my chin that you'll never want for money. You'll never want for money. Pull off your long black boots, all made of Spanish leather. Jump behind me on my horse and we'll ride off together. Yes, we'll ride off together. She pulled off her long black boots, all made of Spanish leather. Jump behind him on his horse and they rode off together. Yes, they rode off together. That night her husband, he came home looking for his lady. Maid she spoke before she thought, said she's gone with a Black Jack Davy. Rode away with a Black Jack Davy. Go saddle me up my coal black steed, for my white one's not so speedy. Ride all night, ride all day, and I'll overtake my lady. Yes, I'll bring home my lady. Jack Davy, in the arms of a Black Jack Davy. Thank you.
That was Blackjack Davy by Riley Baugus. Next up is something called a ticking bomb, and it's by Aloha Block. And how's your adrenaline level right now? Can you feel any chills up your back? I can. We live in strange times. Somewhere between war with Iran and the approaching artificial intelligence powers. But I'm going to throw into that this ticking bomb. And it pretty well describes the way I feel about the world to some extent right now. We're all living on a ticking bomb. That was Ticking Bomb by Aloha Block. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And each week I play songs that I think are really great, and I hope some of them reach you and grab you. And I also put in something different each week, which I call a wombat. It's anything I want to put in. So this time, it's a young lady. I recorded this when she came to our church and sang this song there. She performed it for us, and I had a little digital recorder, and with her permission, I recorded her singing this. And I think she probably might have been 17 then. She's in her 20s now, and last I heard, she was either pursuing a professional career or considering it. But here she just sings this simple song and plays the guitar, and I think there's a quality in her voice that's rare, at least for me. This is Jenna Green. Some of you may know her. She's from the Abingdon area. Jenna Green, and she's singing a traditional English poem. It's called Ash Grove.
The ash grove, how graceful, how plainly it is speaking, the wind through it playing has language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step makes a memory as freely I roam. With soft whispers laden, the leaves rustle warm me. The ash grove alone is my home.
That was Jenna Green singing the Ash Grove, and I didn't hear the guitar in there. Maybe it was very mute, but pretty much just her voice. Next up comes the Pentangle. I've been playing something by them almost every week now. I just love their voices and their arrangements, and there's sort of a mystery feel about them. And this one's another one of those. The song is called Sally, Go Round the Roses. And a number of bands have done this, big groups, but this is a unique kind of arrangement, I think. Also, I'd like to encourage you to listen for the loud thump thump of the bass fiddle. It's really rocking in this piece. It just makes the whole thing fly. So this is Sally, Go Round the Roses by The Pentangle.
Won't tell you a secret.
No, the roses won't tell you a secret.
That was Sally Go Round the Roses by Pentangle. Next up comes a rather long boogie-woogie piece, and I was thinking of skipping it, so I decided to listen first and got totally mesmerized, as I hope you will. This is called Drums Boogie.
Thank you.
That was Drums Boogie by Patrick Henenbell. Henenbell. And I don't usually pay the applause of after songs. I cut it off. But I want to say about that piece we just heard, wow! I like that. And I like the next one too. This is Peace in Our Hearts by Eliza Gilkison. I play another song by her regularly on this show, but this is the first time I played this one. And I think it's trying to speak to our souls. So if you can open your soul up, here comes Peace in Our Hearts from Eliza Gilkison. That was Peace in Our Hearts by Eliza Gilkison. Did your soul get the message? The next piece is from Africa And what my notes say, it's called the Savannah Soul Music African Choir. Well, I probably ought to do more research, but I can tell you this. This doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard before. Well, that's not true. It does sound like some things, but it is utterly unique for me. So, see what you think. Savannah Soul Music.
Sikhanyisa ubusuku ngobunye bomhlaba.
That was the Savannah Soul Music African Choir. And next up is my favorite fiddler, John Hartford, doing Blackberry Blossom.
Now Garfield playing at the mouth of a holler, and Ed said, Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said, by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom, and I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys, and I held the fiddle against his chest. Well, he carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
Blackberry Blossom by John Hartford. And next up is old time hymn, Looking Toward Heaven, Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley.
The angels asked why they stood gazing toward heaven when Jesus was going away. They said, he is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming in glory some wonderful day. And now we are looking toward heaven, yes, watching and awaiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, full morning. On the clouds of great glory, of great glory, heavenly glory, he's coming some wonderful day.
No wonder the angels spoke to the disciples, their hearts were so filled with dismay. What comfort it gave them, what blessed assurance, he's coming in glory some
wonderful day.
And now we are looking toward heaven, yes,
watching and waiting
to hear the glad words he
will say,
some wonderful morning,
full morning, full morning,
on the clouds
of great glory,
heavenly
glory,
he's coming some
wonderful day.
This promise so precious grows sweeter and sweeter to all who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow, then let us just be ready. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking
towards heaven.
Yes,
watching and waiting.
To hear the glad words he will say.
Some wonderful morning,
full
morning, full morning.
On the clouds
of great glory, of great glory. Heavenly glory.
He's coming someday.
You just heard Looking Toward Heaven by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley, and you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night to Saturday and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. And now it's time to ask you to join me. Are you ready? I want you to join me in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.